This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Immigrant rights advocates held a Day of the Dead remembrance outside the ICE detention center in Aurora last night. They want more information about what led to the death of a Nicaraguan immigrant in custody last month. Denver resident Alondra Hill Gonzalez says the case is top of mind for Colorado's immigrant community.
The North and Sur.
And it's just not fair that people are having to be in such horrible conditions and be afraid of dying one day just because they want to experience this American dream.
The company that owns the detention center says they're cooperating with an ongoing federal investigation in the death of Melvin Ariel Calero Mendoza. The official cause of death has not been released. The city of Idaho Springs has settled a lawsuit from a 76-year-old man who suffered severe injuries during an arrest last year. CPR's Paolo Jalcita reports.
Under the agreement, Michael Clark will receive $7 million. Body camera footage showed police fired a taser at Clark without warning, causing him to fall and hit his head. Clark's daughter, Cynthia Flagel, said his life was changed forever by the May 2021 arrest, which led to a stroke.
Our father went from doing everything he loved, when he wanted, and on his own, to having to have someone with him to care and assist him 24 hours a day.
The two officers who arrested Clark have been fired. One pleaded guilty to assault charges and was sentenced to probation. I'm Paolo Jalcita, CPR News.
The White House is sending more than $64 million to Colorado. It's part of a national push to lower energy costs across the country ahead of winter. The Biden administration announced the $13 billion energy plan Wednesday. Tickets for the National Western Stock Show are on sale. The 117th edition of the show will run for most of January. In 2021, the stock show was on hiatus because of the pandemic. This past January, it was back with more than a 500,000 attendees at the show grounds in Denver. Metro Denver has rain and snow this afternoon. Temperatures may be in the 40s and clearing tomorrow. Grand Junction has rain today, 45 this afternoon, and sunny on Friday. This is CPR News.